Moth as when you put this image of this chip, I think moth as like the way he created is kind of pushing us somewhere. We don't know where.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still, I mean, now we are in kind of a system and we don't know where it leads us, but it's already pushed us in so many ways, not only us, but also it took a lot of people with us. And I think what touches me most, what really touched me is the love and the commitment many people put into our protest. And I remember vaguely a moment after like 2 weeks we were on the street and we were very exhausted, and we had a demonstration which didn't go so well, and we were kind of burnout mood. And one of our members of our neighbors, who was actually the woman who had the idea of we should go out and occupy and squat the square, a mother who left her son by a neo-Nazi who killed him.
Oh my goodness.
She's a very strong woman who really pulled together all her power, all her strength to go on.
Started her whole life.
Yeah, she started her whole life. She came with her parents from Turkey, I think. And she never had the experience of being heard and of being, you know, seen and her voice being noticed. And she's now in her country, she's old. And she looked at me and you, I think, she saw us and said, "Well, you look so exhausted, you are so down, we should stop it. We should stop our protest, we should go home, because it's all not worth it when you are so down, when you are so exhausted."
She saw the two of us slowly burned out and she said, "We have to stop this if this is the cause."
And it was, I mean, it was the first moment when she really could herself made heard, made listened to in protest. And she's really struggling also with paying her rent, like everybody of us. But she saw we have so much in front of us, because we got so much attention for the protest, and she was prepared to stop it if somebody of our group cannot bear it. And that was really a lot of love and a lot of commitment also of, you know, we have to struggle, we have to go on like she always did in her life, but not for the strikes if some of us are like not being hurt or being down. And that is really what really is like putting us together. Like, it's not just, you know, you have this final goal where you want to go to and where you really like, you know, we all pay whatever we can for this. No, we look to each other and we see what can we bear. And this is really like in the heart of this protest, that we don't go, we all go over our limits, but we also take care of each other. And this caring, and this like caring for each other, this grew during the whole protest and it's still there. And this is why I'm also talking about like sometimes like family.
And we are,